Father God, I just thank you for the teaching on the power of attorney. Lord God, we don't have to take it anymore from the devil. We can rise up in the name of Jesus.
You,
we can speak authoritatively. And you said in this power of attorney that when we prayed in the name of Jesus, that you would do it for us. So we thank you so much. In the powerful name of Jesus, we cover this teaching with the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We say it can't be distorted or stolen. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's so wonderful, Darren. And you, more than any other person that I've ever known, and maybe it's because I've gotten to know you so well.
Yeah, now that we're married,
you have taught me to seek for the ways of God. And that's why we can say scriptures, like one of your favorite scriptures is 1 John 5:14-15. And it says that we have this confidence. And it's so important to have confidence when we're asking God for things. And this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Well, if you are unconfident about who you are in Christ Jesus, you're not going to be having the faith and the believing that you need to get some of your prayers answered. So right away at the very beginning of this next message we're going to give on a power of attorney. You have that power of attorney. It's been given to you by Jesus, and it was given to Him by God. So one of the greatest verses, I believe, in the New Testament for those of you who are uncertain who you are is 1 Corinthians 1:30. But you are in Christ Jesus, you who be... Oh, did you have something else to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, I do. On this matter of being authoritative, if we look at Matthew 11:12, it says, "The violent take the kingdom by storm," and if
by
you're
force,
by
yes.
force, you're going to have to really go after it.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to have to say, "Okay, in the spirit world, I'm going to put some." And sometimes, you know, we have to get angry and we have to get violent, at least with the spirit world, and say to the devil, "I'm going to bind you out of here." Now, that's a matter of really taking. Really a power of attorney there that was given to us in Luke 10:19.
Mm-hmm.
But you're about to give us the basis for this and this relationship that we need to know, understand, and have with Jesus Christ. Once we know that, then we rise up and say, well, I don't have to take it anymore.
That's right. If you are who are listening say, well, I just don't know what to do. I have so many things on my plate right now, and I just don't know which way to turn. Well, this verse I was going to give you, 1 Corinthians 1:30, but you are in Christ Jesus who became to us, and you can say who became to me, wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Jesus is that in me. And also another verse, and Darren, we repeated this on a Tuesday night class night, and wow, the power from everybody corporately speaking these verses was tremendous. 1 Corinthians 3:21-23, all things belong to you. And if you write this down at home, I hope you have a pencil and a paper, and I hope you're writing these references down. The first one was 1 Corinthians 1:30. Second is 1 Corinthians 3:21-23. All things belong to you. And as you write this verse down, to say it on a daily basis, say, all things belong to me. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all things belong to me. And I belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. And if you say that on a regular basis, it will get into your spirit, and you will have confirmation by the manifesting of what you want. Praise God. Another great verse is found in Romans 8:17. Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, heirs, also heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And we know that in Matthew 28:18, and this is one of your favorite verses, Darren, that all authority was given to Jesus. In fact, He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
Now, the reason you need to know that scripture, Matthew 28:18, and be familiar with that, is Jesus has all authority in the whole universe. Now, there's not some other authority over here in a certain area, like, say, for example, disease. Satan does not have ultimate authority in disease, or in poverty, or with accidents, or with curses. He can't come along and put a curse on you that's going to be bigger than Jesus' authority. Now, once you get that really settled in your heart and in your spirit, then when you pray in the name of Jesus, like one of the great scriptures that we use here for power of attorney is John 14:13, and you need to know this. It says, whatever you ask in my name, That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, so you're going to ask in Jesus' name. Well, that relates here. Your authority in that name comes back here to Matthew 28:18. He says, I've got all authority in heaven, in other words, in the spirit world, and on the earth.
And how did he get that?
It was given to him, and by conquest he got it.
Yes, that's right. On the cross and his resurrection.
And his,
praise
and his
God.
Battle in hell.
That, well,
he
that's
went to hell
true.
And disarmed the principalities.
Yes, and the powers. And what is coming against you now is a powerless devil. He comes as an angel of light, and he comes as a roaring lion, Paul says in the New Testament. He roars like a lion, but I don't remember the evangelist that said, but he doesn't have any teeth. He roars like a lion, but he doesn't have any teeth. They've been all knocked out by Jesus on the cross. I love that, because if you can face that enemy with the Word of God, and this is the hardest thing for Christians to do, to actually quote the Word against the enemy. It truly is, Darren. They'll try everything else in the world. But if you have scripture, like these scriptures that we just gave to you, if you have those written down and you are tempted to be in depression or be oppressed, the temptation of getting angry or hating someone who has come against you, these scriptures will get you out of that depression and oppression.
Now, I just want to stop here and pray, because the Holy Spirit's telling me some of our friends, some of our listeners and power partners are struggling with this because we're giving you a lot of scripture. Folks, I want to tell you, if you go over and I don't care if you have to listen to this tape 25 times, you can get it down in your heart so you begin to think like God thinks. What we're giving you here, this really is the ways of God. And we were teaching the other night, I said to the crowd, okay, take the margin of your notes here and write down ways of God. That's what we're really talking about.
That's right.
We're trying to tell you how to make it work. And you can get it down in your heart, and it will work for you.
That's
so
right.
I want to pray for you right now that we will defeat this thing, the spirit that comes against you, that says, oh, this is too hard, this is too much, I just can't do that. That is a lie from the devil himself personally. Now, let me tell you the truth, and this comes from the Lord God personally. You have the power to defeat the enemy. In Luke 10:19, it says, you've been given authority over all of the power of the enemy. Well, one of the greatest powers the enemy uses is lies and deception. He is the father of lies. So let's pray against that right now. And you can become a hundredfold earner. You can become a hundredfold hearer. You can get this in your heart. And see, once you know the ways of God, you can stand up and say, well, I don't have to take that anymore. I'm going to fight back. So, Father God, I pray and ask right now that you would uncover everything that is hidden here. All the ploys of the devil that are coming against our friends, that keeps them defeated. Lord, it's time for that to end. It's time now for our power partners and friends to step through the veil and say, I'm going to be a word person. I'm not going to depend on reason anymore. I'm not going to try to think this stuff through. That doesn't work. I'm going to get out of reason and get into revelation knowledge, get my mouth open and get it speaking the word, because I want to be a victorious winner in the name of Jesus. And folks, I want to tell you, you can be. And you stick around us, we'll get you there. And we've had to fight through the same stuff. God is no respecter of persons. He didn't make it just easier for Darren and Barbara than somebody else. We didn't get any breaks, folks, and you won't either. And once you realize that, nobody gets a break. Nobody gets a leg up on this stuff. You pay the price, you can win, because God treats us all the same.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
That's good
God.
News, Barb. We can win.
It really is. I remember when I was growing up on the farm, and Dad would instruct us, when you're small, when you're new in something, we got instructions from our parents as to how to do something and do it well. And they showed us. I remember in the summertime when we got out of school, he got us a bucket of paint and brushes, and he said, okay, now you can do the fence. We had a fence that went around our yard, and we had white paint, and I learned how to paint. And he showed us the first few pieces, and then he says, now it's your turn to do it. We were instructed by our father and mother step by step. Well, if you want to please your heavenly Father, and all of you know that when you were little kids or little children, as some of you like to be told, like to be called, that you took instruction from your parents and you did it well for them because you wanted to please them. Well, here is the same way in this Bible, this book we call a Bible. We want to learn God's ways. We've got